You'll never be a true godly man unless you commit to continued learning in the Christian life. I'm not talking about the weekly sermons you hear or your daily devotions. We've talked about that in previous videos. I'm talking about learning outside of these basics of the Christian life, the weekly sermons and your daily devotions. There are many ways to learn today. Yes, there are books or ebooks or audiobooks, but there's also podcasts and online courses, blogs, lots and lots of ways to learn. So I want to give you just three hints on how to be a continual learner in the Christian life. The first one is keep it short. So start with a small daily amount of time set aside to learn. It can be as little as 15 minutes, somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes a day. And do it at the same time every day. That way it becomes a habit, it becomes a routine, it just becomes part of everyday life. Far better to do a little every day than try and do an extraordinary amount of hours of studying one night, and then you probably won't do it again for weeks and weeks. John Piper worked out that if you are an average speed reader and you read 15, 20 minutes a day, you'll actually get through about 15 to 20 books a year. That's a lot of learning for a little amount of time each day. So keep it short and routine. Secondly, keep it varied. So we're all inclined towards a certain kind of book. We might be more theological, we might be more practical. The important thing is to keep your reading varied so you're getting a varied, mixed, balanced diet. So you want to read theology, systematic theology, biblical theology, Old Testament theology, New Testament theology. You want to read devotional books that warm the heart and stir up the inner life. You want to read Christian biographies of great men from the past. You want to read apologetics books about the defense of the faith. Read a commentary now and again on a biblical book and work your way through it. Read church history. Read practical theology. So just keep going through these categories. Mix up your reading so you're getting this balanced diet. And another area, very important actually, for us men is leadership books. There are many great Christian leadership books. We should maybe be reading one of these every year. And there are also good non-Christian books on leadership that can help you really with the basics of leadership as well. So keep your reading varied. And then thirdly, preserve the fruits of your reading. It's very easy to read and then just forget everything you've read. You want to read in such a way that you actually keep the best bits of what you've read so that they can continue to influence you throughout your life. That might mean just, you know, underlining books with a pen or a marker so you can easily skim the book again and get the best bits. Or what I do is I do most of my reading now on a Kindle, so it's very easy just with a finger to highlight sections, and then I can go online to the Kindle Highlights page on my Kindle account. All my highlights are there. I copy them, I paste them into a Word document, I can rearrange them, I can catalog them. Again, I've just got a great building, growing system that keeps all the fruits of my learning in a way that I can easily review or access on a particular subject. Or if you're Stone Age, you can use an index card and write on it, stick it in the back of the book, and maybe just write on the index cards the parts of the book that really hit you, maybe the 10 major takeaways. And again, you can review that from time to time and keep that learning alive in your life. So keep it short, keep it varied, and try and preserve the fruits of your study. And your action for this week is, I'll give you two options. Number one, join Ligonier Connect. That's an online learning system. For $9 a month, you'll get access to all of Ligonier's online resources, multiple courses on multiple subjects for $9 a month. Or just simply buy a book. You know, we're much more likely to study what we pay for. So go and invest money in Ligonier Connect or buy a book, an audiobook, a Kindle book, and commit yourself to reading it over the course of the next month. Work out how many pages a day you need to read and do it daily at the same time each day. Another thing I do is when I start reading a book, I work out how many pages I can read, say, every 5 minutes. I say it might be four pages every five minutes or 5 pages every 5 minutes. And every 5 or 10 minutes, I'll check, am I keeping up my pace? And that just keeps me engaged, keeps me focused, stops me getting distracted, and pushes me on. Real men learn throughout their lives.